Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Challenged, a podcast all about MTV's The Challenge. As usual, I am Brian, sitting to my left.
Amanda.
And to my right.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Back in the Challenge studio.
Look at this.
Yes!
Located in the very chilly Peoria, Illinois.
Fancier every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this shit.
Yes.
Right? This is fucking cool. And you know who gets to see it?
$5 tier members.
Yes. And no one else.
Yeah, there's going to be no pre-show this week because we just spent an hour and a half doing some quality control checks on everything because nothing was working the way we thought it was supposed to.
Well, we've amped up the technical level on this video podcast to
considerably.
So it took a little bit of a technical time.
Yeah. We have three cameras going right now. Tim's got a little switcher in front of him.
Check that shit out. $5 patrons, are you loving this? Are you loving this? Are you having a seizure yet with the constant switching?
Look at that. Beautiful.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. It's a good test run for some other stuff we're going to do.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
It's good. I got some of the mood lighting going. Can't really see it super well on the webcam, but
Yeah.
Got some stuff
there it
going.
Is, a little blue.
Yeah, we got some stuff going. We're working on it. We're trying to figure it out. We'll all these audio-only people are like, shut the fuck up already.
Well, that's more reason to do a $5 tier, right?
Yeah.
You can see the video. Watch us live, everybody. Let's wave to the camera.
If we have any new people, because we just started an advertising campaign.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Man, I'm just learning about all sorts of shit.
You're not. I sent you links to listen to the promos.
You did? Yeah. Oh, I don't really check my emails much anymore.
Yep, there you go.
Well, okay. I'll fucking do that, I guess.
So I sent you a link to the check, but it doesn't matter because we can only use 30-second promos anyway. I wrote one that I thought was pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
46 seconds.
No.
I had to take a hatchet to it, chop it down.
Damn. Oh, well. But, I'm sure it's great.
So if you have any new people, welcome.
I did see somebody in the Facebook group said, like, oh, I heard of this podcast from Challenge Mania. So was that because of the ad?
No, that was before.
Oh, fuck,
I think. Right. I don't know.
Well, let's give credit to the ad. Anyway.
Maybe. Sure.
Let's assume that was
the weird thing is, and people don't give a shit about this, but you can't target specific shows. You can only target categories.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping that we hit some good challenge-related categories.
Yeah, it'd be good to get on Challenge Mania.
Some entertainment, some comedy, some sports, some health and fitness.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's what I aimed for.
So, all right.
We'll see.
Cool.
Okay. See how it's going.
All right.
So head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. Welcome any new people. Join the Facebook group. That's the place to be.
All right. Ready to get into
Amanda,
it?
Let's jump into this episode.
Let's do it, folks. We are on episode 16 of the season, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
Too long.
This episode's titled Riverdance.
I wonder why.
So previously on was done by Emmanuel and his pads from the last mission. Let's see. This episode starts off after Kyle won and took Logan's spot on Sapphire. And we get the cast getting back to the house. Emmanuel asks if Kyle is chicken.
You chicken.
He actually boxed at him. Like, I thought he was just boxing in his little confessional, but no, he boxed at him in the house too.
Yeah. I don't mind this, except I don't feel like he has any right to do it at all.
Yeah, right?
He hasn't earned the right to call somebody a chicken and exactly. Box. He hasn't been in elimination. He hasn't had to choose anybody. Yeah, stay in your lane, Emmanuel. You're still a rookie.
And let's be real. After Turbo's pussy chicken, I mean, everybody else says
exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Should not be calling anybody else chicken.
That's right.
It's never going to be as good.
No. But when it is a foreign-speaking person calling someone chicken, it is pretty good, though.
It's always reminiscent of pussy
it
chicken.
It is. It just feels like pussy chicken all over again.
Yeah. Let's say non-English-speaking.
Non-English-speaking? Okay.
Although he does speak English. I don't know. I'm just foreign-speaking sounds weird.
Does it? Okay, that's fine.
I'm just trying to think of a better term. I don't fucking know.
It doesn't matter.
Leave us a bad review. I don't care.
Right? That's fine. I'm sorry if I botched that.
No, I was
not. No fine. Intention.
I think this was the episode too. I made a mental note to like make fun of Logan for trying to tell a joke because you know it's hard for these people that aren't native English speakers.
Language
to,
barriers.
Yes, it's hard to like have that you know that necessary inflection and rhythm and stuff. You know.
Let's see. Oh, then we get Kyle and Devin talking. Devin is sad that Josh is gone. He says that he played a straight up game, and as far as he knows, he never told a lie. Well, sorry
That's
about
bullshit.
You, Devin. We all know 100% that is BS.
So remember when he told Kells that he knew he was making deals with everybody, and Kells is like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
Well, and Devin knows it too. Yeah, exactly.
Devin's just fucking insufferable, really. I mean, this season, he's...
Tim's terrible at switching.
I am.
Great.
These last few... thanks. But only a few people are going to watch this video know how terrible I am.
No, it's fine.
I'm learning.
It's all right.
I forget.
It's got to be weird to turn the camera on yourself, too. Like, that's got to be weird. Like, I'm talking. Hold on. Let me flip the camera to me. Like,
I did it right that time. I got it right to Amanda towards the end of what she was saying.
Shit, that was funny.
All right. Wide shot again. Fuck it.
Let's see. But Devin says that Amanda and Tori, this one's on you, too. He's worried that Ruby and Sapphire will gang up against Emerald.
Yeah, basically. Devin fucking sucks. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. He sucks. These last few episodes, he fucking sucks. What happened to him? Is it winning? Winning went to his head, got him cocky.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's insufferable. I do not like this, Devin. I do not like this.
Agreed. It's kind of this entitlement / just, you know, like, how dare anybody else try anything or... try to make a move to get themselves to the end of the game. How dare anybody else?
Right.
That's really what it is.
He's taking it very personally, and it's not like an affront to him. He's he's just, I don't know. It's a game, and people should be looking out for themselves. I don't know. It's pathetic.
The next morning, CT tells Emmy team meeting, but it's basically just him and Emmy.
Right.
Team meeting.
Oh, super,
let's talk right
super
now.
Groggy morning CT voice. Oh, love it.
Deeper than usual.
Deeper than usual. Extra groggy. And he says he doesn't know what Kyle is up to, but he either came for safety or sabotage. So whatever it is, I don't trust him. And it's going to be tough to work with him.
Yeah. Why would he be? Why would CT consider this to be sabotage? It seems like Kyle just wants to be on CT's team to win. Why is CT considering sabotage?
Well, because he feels like they sabotaged him in the last challenge when he started taking his dynamite or whatever.
Oh, yes. Okay,
he also feels like Kyle basically lied to him, you know, about all that and kind of turned against him. And then in the same turn, he now has just voted Kyle into elimination. So why wouldn't Kyle be a little spiteful about that to come back? You know, to go on their team and sabotage them.
Right.
You know, I think that's really what CT's thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think Kyle's there to sabotage, though. I think he's there because he thinks the final's right around the corner.
This is who I want
to
be with.
CT is this best chance to win, pairing up with CT.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we get Emmy says that we have to trust him. Oh, this is when we get this adorable CT grunting like, like a little kid. It's absolutely adorable.
I don't know about that, but sure.
It is. It's adorable.
If you say so.
Emmy says he is now on our team and we can't change anything. So basically, like, we got to work together. Emmy's basically tells him that, like, on Survivor, if your team was, like, at odds, then you couldn't win anything. And so she's saying, like, so we can't be kind of having this strife or disconnection, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bleh.
So Emmy's trying to fix it, and she can't.
I tried to fix it for my Uncle ZT.
And she does.
And for Romagna.
At the end, she's totally like, yeah,
we'll get to that.
I can't fix this. we get all the cast getting like dressed up like they're going out. And I'm like, what the heck are they doing? And they say that TJ has surprised them with a boat day.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I told you guys as we were pulling in, I have forgotten everything about this episode. So this, right? Amanda, your description is like I'm watching it for the first time. It's amazing.
Yeah, you can follow right along.
Yeah.
I love how they say TJ got us a boat ride. And this is what confuses people.
A boat day.
I see people in other challenge groups because our fans are sharp as a tack, so they don't need this. But other places, it's people are just like, so do you think TJ brought all these rookies in to like blah, 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 blah? And I'm like, TJ had nothing to do with anybody coming in. TJ has no real power whatsoever. He shows up, he hosts.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Maybe he confers with producers on stuff, but he's not just on the fly like, he's not sitting there with a spreadsheet.
Yeah,
like, what shows are we bringing new cast members in for?
Right.
TJ's on vacation.
Yeah.
He's pissed that he has to come and talk to them about shit.
Yeah.
We're going to do some jumping jet skis off of buildings or something today. Why do I got to go do that? I want to go hang out with my friends and my family. Mm-hmm. People are dumb.
How do you really feel about that, Wolfie, after your big rant?
Non-challenged fans are dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some host, like Jeff Probst is a host that does. He's like an executive producer on the show, too.
Sure.
So he does have true power, and I think he does make some decisions. But I don't think TJ's credited as a producer or anything, right?
No.
He's the host. So he gets a lot of credit for things that he has nothing to do with.
Correct.
And the cast members seem to give him credit on the show to keep the illusion alive.
It is. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Because lots of, you're going to run my final.
Yes.
It's like, okay, TJ, right. Sure.
Yeah. Let's see. This is when we get everyone kind of talking about where they are in the game. Nani says she's excited to potentially run a final with Casey since the numbers are dwindling down. Devin says that Tori is his number one, but pissed about what she did at last mission.
Fuck you, Devin.
And Tori says she's playing for her.
Yes.
Yeah,
if Tori's his number one, he needs to be looking out for Tori's best interest, not encouraging her to throw the mission. No.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
So yeah, I was gonna say, how do we feel about this? Because Devin and Tori, I mean, are we, this is where we're getting into them, they're having a talk.
Almost, we're almost there.
Okay, well, save it then.
Emmy asks Kyle why there is not peace between them. Kyle says that he's not gonna fix it, that he just wants to compete with him. Basically, Kyle explains that motivation that we talked about earlier, that we don't have to be friends and I don't have to like him. Like, I just want to compete alongside of him. And, that's it. Amanda says, that it's not worth Emmy's time and energy, putting into trying to fix this. This is when Emmy says if they're mad at each other, they'll lose their team connection. And then we get into the Devin and Tori, little thing. Tori wants Devin to apologize for making her feel bad for how she played at the last mission.
Yeah.
I think this is an okay thing to want an apology for.
Because this is what I was going to ask.
When you're friends out, and she's talking to him in this moment as, friends outside the game.
Right.
In this moment.
Right.
Yeah. We're not talking about like at the mission, she wanted him to apologize or something crazy. We're talking about right now, kind of sidelined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a woman thing.
I wouldn't ask for this apology. I wouldn't. I'm just not the type.
Yeah.
That's not my.
Guys don't do this.
No, no.
But I understand where she's coming from, and I'm okay with, and I'm okay with her doing it. You know what I mean? Is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. Guys don't have this argument where it's like, it doesn't matter what happened. I just want you to literally say, I am sorry. Yeah. And then it will be over with.
Right. Well, and I think if guys do demand an apology, it's not for like, you hurt my feelings. Apologize for hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
apologize for doing the fucking thing that hurt my feelings. Yeah. So in this case, apologize for like being such a fucking asshole about trying to win a mission. It's not, it's not apologize for saying a mean thing to me. It's apologize for, I guess it is that.
Yeah.
But it's not apologizing for hurting my feeling. It's apologizing for being a fucking dick, which he should do.
Apologize for being a dick to me when all I was doing was looking out for my best interest.
But it
and it wasn't playing your game, so then you attacked me, and that's...
But it feels like the emotional maturity of a toddler or something. Like, that hurt my feelings, so you should say sorry for hurting feelings.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Tori maybe said what she needed appropriately, but I do think that he owed her an apology, regardless of if it was for the minutiae of hurt feelings or actually what he said.
Totally. Devin,
I feel like he owed her an apology.
Yep. Devin fucked up. He definitely owes her an apology.
Yeah.
And I hate Tori and I hate Devin and I hate Devin even more for making me take Tori's side.
Tim hates everybody right now.
This is an argument I don't give a fucking shit about. They're both being idiots and I hate them both and I don't care.
I was going to say, I see both their sides though, because wasn't the original plan like, if we end up getting infiltrated and whoever leaves the team, wasn't their plan like, well, then that person will throw it for the team they go to.
Oh, I believe that was Tori's wackadoo plan, by the way.
Go into elimination. I think that was Tori's. Get to come back to the team.
Yeah.
I seem to remember that being a plan.
That was Tori's wackadoo plan. So
from Devin's point of view, he's like, why is she not doing that? But then from Tori's point of view, she's like,
I don't think that.
Yeah, it's all great until you're the one who's on the other team. Right. And then you have to figure out how to, you know, keep your team going.
The whole thing is, though, is that I don't think that Devin was mad at her trying to win the mission. I think he was mad at her trying to sabotage the Emerald team by ganging up with Sapphire to go after Emerald. I think Devin that's what it was. Himself. I mean, I don't think that a piece of it, I think that Devin's a little justified. Like, that might have been extreme, Tori, to like, you know, to go in and grab another team to go against all your friends on the team you just came from. I mean, that might be a bad look, but in the same turn, Devin shouldn't have freaked out so freaking bad, because Tori really was, if he was her friend, he would know that she's just trying to scramble and figure out how to save her own game.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, everybody needs to just stop, step back and look at other people's perspectives.
Chill
sometimes.
The fuck out too.
Yeah. Yeah. Take
Calm
a deep,
down.
Take Calm
a,
down.
Take a deep breath. Look at other people's perspectives. Try to, you know,
relax.
Everybody dumb.
Yeah. Everybody's dumb. Wolfie, you summed it up appropriately.
Telling you, I'm like fucking poet laureate. 2021. Everybody dumb.
Yep.
Shouldn't do stuff.
So who goes home?
Listen, next we got Big T and Logan. Big T talks about how she's grateful to be there, because she got the pass. You know, she lost the elimination, but she got to stay. She wants to fight and win and prove to others and herself that she can do it. Logan tells her that means no more stuffing 6 donuts in your pockets. Excuse me.
What are you doing? We have a podcast going on over here, dude.
Excuse me, sir.
No. Sorry.
I was speaking.
No, it said that we posted on Facebook. It said that we posted a new episode. And I was like, we did?
Oh.
So, and it said it was the title of this episode, but then I forgot we tried to go live for like 2 minutes.
Oh, right. Oh.
And I think it auto-posted to fucking Spreaker.
Oh, so, the 2 minutes.
So yeah, people are going to be like, what the fuck is this? They're just talking about the live stream being frozen.
No.
So people love when we go off topic and talk about behind the scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Yes, but Big T agrees that she's gonna get serious and she's not gonna eat her garbage anymore.
I'm not gonna have my donuts. Kind of life is that?
My candy wrappers that she leaves everywhere, as Logan says.
I don't want a life where I'm not eating donuts. Just saying.
I don't love donuts.
Oh, I would murder both of you for donuts right
Boston
now.
Boston cream. That's the donut.
Gross.
It's good.
That's the donut.
It's good.
Yep.
Right. That's one of Brian's favorites.
Yeah.
That jelly donuts. Like, we've talked about this. You're not a jelly donut fan.
Not a fruity dessert guy.
I'm a big jelly donut fan, a big Boston cream donut fan.
Not really anything
with frosting on it, I'll eat it. Let's be real.
I like the cream filling too. Like it's like whipped cream.
Angel
not
cream.
Like, yes, like that. Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Angel cream, yes. The angel cream I will eat. I will not eat the.
You need the pudding?
The pudding.
Yeah,
the pudding. The pudding. The pudding ones are great. The angel cream is great. It's all great.
No.
All good.
I'm not the best. I'm not into it. I think that takes us to the mission.
To the mission. Nope, wrong one.
I will smash his head and eat it.
This mission is called Million Dollar Heist. TJ says, TJ says, I want you to know what $1 million looks and feels like. And he opens a safe door that has stacks and stacks of money. Exactly $1 million. And he says that this money, weighs over 2,000 pounds.
What?
I'm sure it was all real money too. I'm sure MTV was just like, we can put out three cubes of, you know, $3 million.
Of course they can. Yeah. So it ends up that each cell, has their own vault and they have to use two duffel bags to transfer the money, from the vault up a path to their SUV. And the first team to transfer all $1 million of their dollars to their SUVs wins.
Yet another game that benefits the team with the most amount of players.
Correct.
Why can't MTV come up with more fair games?
Yeah.
Or force people to sit out or something? Like, why does
force
every
to sit out? I mean, that's that's the survivor way is the sit out thing. So
yeah. This seems like not an insurmountable problem.
Yeah.
Producers, you can't fucking figure this out. Like, this is really frustrating.
It is. It's frustrating to watch a team win because now initially they won because they were good, but then now it just becomes they just sheer have the number.
But TJ, they got like twice as many people as we do. Hey, not my problem.
Not
fucking
my problem.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
So I feel like before we even really get into it, I feel like this challenge was dumb. I feel like on paper, it makes sense. Like, it's the symbolism of everybody carrying the $1 million. And I'm sure to do it, if you're into that athletic, like competition stuff, it was probably like awesome to watch it. This was really fucking boring.
I wish it would have been they had to fit the money into something smaller. They had to kind of push the money in. You couldn't just dump it and go. But I wish it was a little bit tighter of a fit because that would have made for a little more, kind of scramble and things. Yeah. But
there's just not a lot of, like, tension, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, well, yep.
Until the very end.
They just scooped up more money into that bag, all
right. Right.
And you're kind of just watching everybody's techniques.
Running like, with the bag now.
Do they just pack it as fast as they can and go? Do they pack it as full as possible? You know.
It was also weird to me because I love the, like, this was sort of a mini final, right? It's mostly endurance. It's back and forth and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I usually am fucking into these challenges and these missions. And like you, Wolfie, I don't know what it was exactly, but something totally fell flat. And I don't mind people being repetitive and it's just back and forth and stuff because there's usually drama. There's usually something that happens in the midst of all the running and activity. And this time it was like Big T kind of fucked up and went to the wrong car one time. Mm-hmm. There's a slightly different strategy of heavier bags versus more trips. But it just like, it totally fell flat and was boring. Just like every other daily mission has been on this season so far.
And I assume they all had to run to the car together. Because my strategy would have been like, okay, you two, go dump it off, come back. We'll already be picking up money. So as soon as you get here, we can dump it in the bag and then we'll go.
Yeah. No, I think you had to
Your whole team together. Had to go together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't do anything for him. What'd you think of it?
You know, I thought it was like not terrible. Like I said, I feel like I wanted a little more like trouble with like at the
trouble
with put it where they put the money. I feel like that would have been funny because or entertaining to watch because they're so exhausted by the time they get up there that if they had to think when they got up there, that would make it a little more intriguing, you know? I feel like not having getting up there and just like dumping bags of money in and then running back is, you know, kind of mindless. Mm-hmm. And it does leave a little bit to, be desired. You know, just want a little, some kind of challenge up there at the end when they're exhausted. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's the best when they show up at, the final checkpoints and they're just like literally about ready to die. They can't think straight. They're just, you know, they're just burnt out and crazy. And that's when they make mistakes. And that's when, you know, the real go-getters shine, and that's what we like to see and watch.
The money should have been color-coded, sort of like Monopoly money.
Oh, sure.
And then the big dramatic moment of like, all right, we think we've got everything. We put it in the car and we shut it, and TJ's like, nope, that's not all of it. And they're like, what the fuck? And you see like one bill got caught like in a tree or something.
Yeah.
With the wind, and somebody has to climb the tree to get it or some shit.
Did you guys notice how they did keep like zooming in like, oh, look at that money blowing around. And I kept being like, that's going to play in, right? That's going to play into this. No, nothing.
Nope.
No one lost any money. No payoff to that. Like, I thought that was going to pay off or something. I don't know, but whatevs.
So what ends up happening, I guess. We haven't actually said what happens.
And but two, I wish that I like...
People ran and dumped some money. That's like, really all
I like
it was,
when they do these and you get like a big wide shot of where everyone's at. And I got no giant wide shots from like... I want to see like from where, you know...
The safes are?
Yes, where the safes are, all the way to where the SUVs are. I want like one back wide shot of
somebody
that
said,
distance.
I don't know who it was, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said it was a 30-second run.
That's what Tori said.
30 seconds?
Tori said was like,
so that's
come
why we didn't get a freaking from wide shot, because they wanted us to feel like it was further.
Yeah,
because
Tori said, come on, guys, it's just 30-second run. You just count off to 30 as you're running or whatever to like motivate themselves.
Yeah, sure.
But then, like, Logan was complaining about Big T and is like, you know, come on, it's only a couple miles. So I don't know, like, is it a couple miles total that she's running back and forth?
Is what he
or
meant,
what was going on? But
yeah, because the only real way that you could measure who was doing the best was looking at the
money.
State, the
money, the level.
The money remaining in the safe.
Yeah.
But that was hard, too, because the Emerald team was taking much bigger trips and the other ones were taking much more frequent trips. So it was like, it wasn't even, that was not the greatest.
It was hard to see. And like, now that you say that, that might be why we didn't get a wide shot, because it was too close or like a really short, silly looking distance. And they thought it looked, you know, like, and they wanted you to feel like it was super far.
Right.
Because you never get told how far it is. It was literally just like, you have to run the money to the SUVs.
But I bet there was, I don't know, what do you guys think, 40, 50 trips in that safe?
There was a lot.
A lot.
I mean,
it
was a giant stack of money.
So if it's 50 trips and it's 30 seconds each, that's 25 minutes of straight sprinting. That's a lot while carrying something. I mean, it still is... It's a difficult task.
Yeah,
but it didn't look difficult. It, like, you know what I mean. It just didn't sell itself. It didn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a spectacle like it should have been.
Yeah.
Just kind of finding
out. Joey B is here, and he said our mics are a little staticky.
Oh no.
Well, you'll have to download the episode, Joey B.
Yeah, I think that's on the video. We're still figuring this video shit out.
Yeah.
Right? The switcher we're using.
It'll sound better on the podcast, Joey B.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Joey B is Joker. Hey, Joker.
Hey, Joker.
Let's see what else. Casey does comment how well Emerald is working together. Even Amanda, she's even being positive.
I don't know who Casey is.
Amanda says in her interview that basically she knows it's do or die for her, and she She wants her team to feel like she's putting in the work, and she really wants to win this one to be safe. Since it's a girl's day. Let's see. What else? Nani says that Ruby is killing it. Ruby was doing really good. Nelson, of course, you know, he's like a workhorse, and this is a mission that fits right in his wheelhouse of things that he's good at. They were doing really well over there on Team Ruby.
Hey, Joey B. Between episodes, we're going to switch to another stream.
Ooh, so we are.
We got to split it up just to make it easier for posting and stuff. But
stay tuned.
So maybe I can fix the audio then on the video.
On the static issue. Okay. Yeah,
I can't really listen to it at the moment. So.
Yeah. Let's see. Then we say Devin says that they have to use strategy, so they load up as much as possible because they're not going to win in a sprint. CT yells at Kyle to shut the door to the car. And then I thought that was going to pay off, right? Didn't you think that was going to pay off? Like
all sorts of stuff.
Shut the door. The door didn't get shut. I thought money's going to blow away. They're going to have to go hunt this money down.
Big T diving in the wrong car. No payoff to anything.
Yeah, it was all
fully
crazy.
Predictable. The person I predicted would win.
Yeah.
Hated this whole challenge.
Yeah. Logan tries to help motivate Big T. Yep, this is when Big T gets in the wrong car. Nelson and Tori tell her she's got to get it together. Oh, Lord have mercy.
They can go fuck themselves, these idiots.
But yeah, Emerald ends up winning this one. Ruby and Sapphire look very defeated. TJ says that this is just a little taste of what is to come in my final. Emerald now forms the agency and will have to pick a girl to go into elimination. Then they have Kyle's birthday party, a Scottish or Irish kilt night they had. With Irish dancing and
I'm pretty sure kilts are Scottish.
That's why I said Scottish kilt night, but I said Irish because Kyle's Irish. I don't know what we got going on, but
I think Kyle was born in Scotland.
Okay.
But he was on an Irish TV show.
Yes. Because remember, Kyle's a friend of the show, and we haven't bragged about this enough, but we us met three not met him, Amanda. We fucking partied with him for like a long time. And I think he told me that he was Scottish, but he also was fucking full of shit and was telling us all sorts of crazy lies
now,
that I'm sure were lies.
Looking back, like now that we know him from the show,
now we know what a fucking liar he is. I wouldn't have bought this shit, but I had no idea who he was at the time.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah, but yes, I do think Kyle has Scottish roots. I can't prove that, but I think so.
Is that outside?
Yeah, there's some
kind of motorbike or something. Motorcycle.
Some douche driving his car.
I think it's one of those like electric or gas powered bikes or something. It's what it sounded like to me.
Hopefully he's not riding a bike. It's like 30 degrees out.
That's what it sounded like.
Anyway, who goes home?
We're getting there.
I'm getting a beer. Why do you always ask this when I'm like, it's obvious. I'm not going to answer that right now.
Because this show is 15 episodes deep and I'm bored by Spies, Lies, and Hows. Let's just end this one and get to All Stars because All Stars is way better.
Right. Then we get Big T and Tori. Big T says she's going to throw herself in. She knows she is the weakest link on her team. The only way to fix it is to go down and win and prove herself and pick her own future. Big T thinks that Emmy, that she doesn't really like either choice, but she thinks Emmy would do worse under pressure, maybe because she knows that Tori doesn't. Big T says she would go to Team Emerald if she goes in and wins.
Yep. Are we in nominations?
No. This is just Big T and Tori talking.
Oh, that's right. They had their little, because they kind of had a little, she jumped in the wrong car and Tori's just like, I love you, but come on, you gotta start doing better.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
During the challenge.
So Nani knows that Big T will infiltrate, and she doesn't want that. So they have Emerald has their team meeting prior to nominations. Devin says that every time we win, we put someone else before ourselves. Basically saying, but this is a cop out because you didn't put anybody before yourselves. You took the cheap way out of just letting somebody nominate themselves. Like, don't play like you're just letting other people play their games and you're such a martyr for that, your team. Oh my goodness. But Devin says, basically, let's do something that'll benefit us. And this is when Devin's basically like throwing his pal Tori under the bus to his team. Emmanuel says whoever goes in will end up picking Big T. So what's the point in picking somebody else, basically? Like, if Big T's going to go in, like, just let her go in then if anyone's going to pick her. So Devin says, yes, but let's make sure she doesn't come back. So we put Tori in to basically take out Big T.
With the three people being able to be chosen, being Tori, Big T, and Emmy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Devin has this big fear that Big T's like going to just monster through this elimination and come back.
Well, it's because these eliminations have this like sort of surprise, yes, the wild card factor that you can never really know what to predict. And so in Devin's mind, Tori is safer to take out Big T. I don't know why Devin thinks this because Tori is not a great competitor.
No, and
I know she thinks she is, but she isn't.
And two, the way that Big T thinks that Emmy's worse under pressure, I think that's a crock of shit too, because we have seen Tori completely
Emmy has won three eliminations
this season alone.
I don't know Tori's record off the top of my head, but
it's not that good.
It's not 3-0.
It ain't that good, I'm sure.
So I don't know why they have a lot more confidence in Tori. And by the way, I hate that Tori is on this thing about like, if you're going to weaponize me, fuck off with that language, Tori. That's completely bullshit. And it's her being like egotistical and the big headed shit that, you know, she just gets on her high horse about how good she is. And she's not that good.
Because after this conversation, Devin goes to Tori. And basically, initially, he tries to kind of feel her out, like, oh, well, you got upset at me. Of course you will get upset at you, Devin. Like, you can't throw this girl that you say you're her friend into an elimination for any reason, her think it's okay. Tori says it'll break her trust if she comes back, rightfully so. Devin basically acts as if they have no other options, that basically getting Big T on their team is like not a possibility at all. So you have to do this. Like,
right.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good God. That takes us to nominations.
Cha-cha.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Emmy starts off and she says, this could be my fourth elimination. Like we talked about, she's already been in three. She doesn't want to go in, but she'll do whatever she's got to do and she'll fight, blah, blah, blah. Same story. Big T asks to go in, and she says if she wins, she will take Amanda's spot on Team Emerald. Emmanuel basically says, like, this is when they all scramble and are like, well, being on Team Emerald isn't a guarantee that we'll win. You'll win. And it's like all this junk. And it's just like, why?
I feel terrible for Big T at this point,
don't you?
Yes,
it's fully. It's like, oh, we don't want you on our team, so now we're going to pretend and tell you things to try to make you not want to be on our team. Like,
it's patronizing, it's condescending, it's fucking rude, because Big T's not a fucking idiot.
No.
She knows what's going on here.
Yes, and, that you're just saying this to her because you don't want her on your team.
It is unbelievably unfair to
why even say this to her? Yeah. Just let it go. Let her say her piece. And just nod your heads.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And stop trying to discourage people from doing their best move. This has been the theme of the season.
Right.
People want to do something and nobody else wants them to.
Yeah.
And they all take it super personally when it's a game for $1 million. And of course, everybody should do whatever they think is best.
Agreed. Why aren't you letting me win $1 million?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Right. Oh, sorry, Big T, but if you're winning my team, I'm guaranteed to lose. Yeah. So fuck you. I'll lie to you to get you off my team.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Fuck off.
Nani says that Nani tells her that just to let you know that if we don't vote for you, it's nothing personal. And Devin pipes in and is like, it's not personal, like two teams ganging up on one team. I'm like,
fuck you.
But he Devin. Is. You can tell that this is what it's about with him and Tori. It's not about like Tori trying to do it for herself. Yeah. It's all about them ganging up on his team. It's so weird.
Joker chimes in, but in the same respect, Big T needs to know going into these comps that this is what she's up against.
I agree with that too. Big T is not a good competitor. She is struggling in this game and in this show. She's not a physical competitor.
Yeah.
And she knows that, but it's just, you know, Wolfie, me and you were like not physical people in grade school either.
But it's if like, somebody said that to you, like, well, even if you come over and play on our team, doesn't mean we're gonna, you know, you're gonna get to play or something. Like, I mean, it's just shitty. It makes you feel bad about yourself. I mean, I don't care what. Like, it doesn't have any impact. Like, you're not making some big revelation to Big T where Big T goes, oh, I never thought of that. No. Maybe I will stay where I'm at or go somewhere else. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's very much.
It seems like they're all begging her to go home or go to somewhere else. And it's just, I don't know. It's dismissive. It's just sort of shitty. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody rubs me the wrong way when they're talking to poor Big T about this.
Yeah. Agreed. Let's see. Nelson says, oh yeah, this is when Nelson calls or basically tells Big T not to listen to him. Nelson says he is going to use his words as insults. Then Devin taunts Nelson, like mocks him and like,
oh, this is still in the nominations.
Yeah.
And Nelson is speaking truth here, by the way. He's fully telling the truth.
Speaking truth and speaking very eloquently instead of like sometimes we see him very reactionary and just, you know, diarrhea mouth things. Yeah. He is very smart and calculated. And this is a good look for Nelson. This was one of these. We don't often see this in nomination ceremonies with Nelson. Usually we see the opposite where Nelson goes off the deep.
And I hate to even bring this up, but I'm going to anyway. It seems like he blows his lid when it's women more than it's men.
Yes.
With men, he's a little calmer.
Oh, he's protective of women. Yeah.
I think he's more angry at women.
You think he's angry at women?
He goes off on
Anissa that one time.
Oh, okay.
Just he feels like if they make a mistake, if from his perspective, then he just like blows his mind and he just goes crazy and
he's
starts
more,
yelling.
I feel like he's more calm here because it's a man. I think I've seen him also
like speak up in defense of women when other men were attacking them. I think that's kind of a common theme for
that
Nelson.
That is his contradiction.
Yeah. And
But he always has to apologize to women. You know, he blows up at women and then he goes back and apologizes. And in this case, I don't think he has anything to apologize for with Devin.
Oh no, this
I think
is good.
He told
no,
Devin
100%.
What he needed, what Devin needed to hear.
Yeah. Yes.
Devin hated hearing it, and I'm glad. Yep. And and fuck you, Devin. Nelson, still love you, brother.
Yeah, he looked good in this moment.
Wolfie, you a Nelson fan yet?
No.
It's coming.
Devin.
Oh, I forgot to mention. So Emerald team and Ruby team are really close in this challenge, which is actually very impressive.
Yeah. Well, they only had one less player, right?
No, they got Ruby. Yeah, they have. Ruby. Oh yeah, I guess they have
Ruby's
four.
Down.
Emerald's five,
right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was my point?
That they were impressive in the mission.
They were, but I think the Ruby team, I think it's just cursed. I feel like it doesn't matter who's on that team. They're never going
to
win.
Well, and really, it probably is Big T, unfortunately, that is causing that team to fail, which is a bummer for Big T and everybody else on that team. But this is how the cards fall. This is what it is. And so they should be cheering on Big T to go in and fight and support her to choose whatever team she wants.
Yeah. Let's see. So Tori, finally speaks up. She says that if she goes in, she'll pick Big T and that she's not coming to Emerald. And if you do that, basically you're creating an enemy. So then we get the agency vote. It's pretty obvious kind of from what they say, that, they don't want to upset Big T and Tori. If they pick Tori, they'll upset two people. If they pick Big T, they upset no one. Kind of an obvious choice. Here's another thing. So now, are you pandering to Big T, or is this in your benefit, Devin? Like, I believe that each time you do this, it's to the betterment of your game. You don't make this decision with just self-sacrificial intentions. Like, it's, you know, like, it's just crazy to me how he acted about, you know, all that. So then when the compromised agent is revealed to be Big T,
what?
CT says, pussies.
Pussies.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I heard somebody say, I didn't know who it was.
I'm pretty sure it was CT. He was kind of leaning. I rewound. It doesn't like show you can just hear it and you get like a clip. And I'm guessing it is, CT.
But he's got a point here, right? That Big T's going in no matter what.
Yeah.
So the agency should sort of have the balls to pick the other person.
Right.
Yeah. Because picking Big T, letting her pick one is the pussy way out. That is true.
100%. 100%. Devin thinks that this will make things better with Tori. Because I'm like, this is a crock shit. Cut to an interview with Tori. Well, guess it does, I guess. Guess Tori's okay with it now from the interview.
She's so simplistic.
Because, when Devin says this, I'm like, yeah, Devin, just sparing her here is going to make everything fine. And then I was like, oh, well, I guess she's okay with it. So that's my lot in life, though. If you're okay, if you're okay with it and you're okay with it, like, what? I'm not, you know.
Well, let me see. I'm going to skip forward in your notes a tad. But Emmy gets super upset because she knew that if...
We're right there.
If you threw in, if you throw in Big T, Big T's going to pick Emmy. If you throw in Tori, Tori's going to pick Big T. So in a way, the agency did absolutely have the power to figure out the matchup here.
Correct.
And they deferred to Big T to figure out the matchup anyway.
Yes.
Emmy is personally insulted, probably more than she needs to be. But I think she has a little bit of a point here that if Emmanuel is on her team as much as he says, Emmanuel should have been fighting to put Tori in instead.
Yes, but in the same turn, he's hooking up with Tori. So, Emmy, in what world does a friend trump your fuck buddy? I think none.
Are you saying that Emmy should have put out to Emmanuel?
No, I'm telling you that she's never going to win his favor over his fuck buddy.
You're my friend. Ever been in that, like, but she touches my penis.
But what about Romagna?
Exactly. I have a lot of guy friends, and I had a lot of guy friends growing up, and like never failed. Like I'd be like, really? You're gonna go do that with her?
But she touches my penis.
And then I'm like, yep, that's what it is. Like it's legitimately like she's. Dull and boring and whatever, but
I've had friends that have had horrible girlfriends.
Paul.
Well, he's one of them, but I mean, people are like, why? Why does he even put up with her? I'm like, because she touches his penis. Yeah. That's why.
It's vagina.
Not that hard, not that complicated to figure out.
Oh, way to drop that double entendre.
Not that hard to figure out.
Then we get Big T and Tori talking. They basically agree, like, no hard feelings, whatever Big T decides. If she picks Tori down there or picks Emmy, Big T says that she's going to wait until the lair and take a look and then decide on her best option then. And I think that's a smart call for her. So that takes us to the elimination.
Big X a bitch! Bitch!
They walk into the lair and we see these giant ice baths.
Which I love that we see this and everybody's like, oh, fucking Big T loves to swim.
Yeah.
This is, oh, she's going to blow everybody away.
There's a 6-foot swimming pool. It's going to make all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Ice water? No. Right. Like, it's not swimming if it's ice water. Right? Let me tell you.
I forget which season it is, but it's one we covered where somebody went into elimination because they were a strong swimmer, but it was basically a dunk tank.
Yes. No. And it's how, like, is that a swimmer thing?
Strong swimmer is not, it doesn't matter here. It's a dunk tank. And in this case, I don't think strong swimmer mattered either. You could trim off a few seconds maybe, but nothing.
Remember when Jose said he was known for his agility and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the season?
I don't know. That was one that dealt with, like, one person had to go under, like, pull themselves down and go underwater to lift the other person up to look at a puzzle key or whatever. Yes. Mm-hmm. But he's like, yeah, so-and-so's known for puzzles. I'm known for my agility. And it's just like, no, because you went home because you suck and you have no agility.
And he's not known for anything anymore. Who's Jose?
Let's see. Then so TJ calls Big T down, and Big T gets to pick her partner. Shocker, but she ends up picking Emmy. You know, I don't know. I feel like Tori was a better pick for Big T in this itch, but
Tori agrees with you.
The girl's from Romania. I mean, like,
Romania.
Yeah.
I do this for Romania.
Yeah.
And my grandma.
But I mean, that's like a cold.
And like, Dracula.
It's like a cold country, isn't it? It's like cold there, isn't it?
No. I don't think so. That's pretty temperate.
It's in the mountain. Isn't it mountainous?
It's mountainous.
It's mountainous.
If Dracula films have taught me anything, it's very mountainous.
It's mountainous, right? That's about what I know, too, is like from the scenes.
I've been there wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And
it was fine. Okay. Yeah. Very comparable to the Midwest weather, huh? Yeah.
I went to Brasov.
It's probably warmer than this freaking podcast studio.
It is frigid in here.
We're going to turn a fucking heater on between shows.
Yeah. I went to Brasov, Romania, and the town's logo was probably the best city in the world, which I thought was really funny.
Probably.
And humble, right? It's very humble.
Yeah.
Joker says they soak their balls in ice water in Romania.
I know. I just feel like they just, in other countries, they're grown up a lot hardier than we are in the U.S. Trust me. We soft here, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like an ice bath is like, oh, they'd be like, whatever, we trained that on the weekends as kids. Like,
I take a bath in ice water every day to clean myself.
Fucking soft-ass Americans is what we
Fuck you, Americans. Like, oh, fair enough. I got mad when my water heater went out and I had to take two cold showers.
Oh, for real. It was the devil.
What?
Kind of bullshit, right?
Oof. Oh, man. Oof.
All right. So let's get into this elimination.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Do you want to come play your
Big
thing?
Big T goes home. Shocker.
I did already.
Oh, you did already? Oh, when we got to the lair, maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
So this elimination is called License to Chill.
No, I bet TJ came up with this name because TJ does everything.
So ridiculous. So there are two giant pools of freezing cold, water, with a bell at the end of the pool. And then, a platform with puzzle pieces that will form a square. So basically, the point of this is to, climb up, swim through the pool, ring your bell, swim back through the pool, climb out and solve your puzzle. After the initial run through the pool, as you're working on the puzzle, TJ will blow the air horn at random intervals, and they will have to go back through the ice bath, ring the bell, come back before they can continue on their puzzle.
This seems terrible.
Yeah.
This does. And I watched this episode with my 9-year-old daughter who said, like, what's the fucking point? She didn't say fucking. She said, what's the point of going in the ice water? And I said, I don't know. Like it just adds a little layer of the game. It messes with your
mind when you first get out.
Yeah, it's a shock to your body.
You can't think.
Scrambles your brain. Yeah,
that's what it is.
And then you get back out and have to figure out where the fuck was I and go back.
It's a focus and thinking things.
No, I mean, I sort of get it, but it doesn't seem like it added much to me.
You fucking ADD people would be all over the goddamn place.
Listen, it wasn't.
I don't know what to do.
I would get it if it was sort of like a spectacle, like something that was to be seen and enjoyed. But it's like they're just diving into ice water and ringing a bell and moving back out. It did nothing for me. I don't get it.
I'm not saying it's visually interesting, but I'm saying the act of jumping into the water.
Yeah.
Will just completely
coming out wipes your mind. Your mind, and you can't think to figure out how to solve the puzzle.
No,
it's supposed to be an equalizer of sorts.
There should have been like male strippers or something that they would have been into that would have been
like a distraction.
And, but interesting to watch on TV because the ice bath thing like didn't matter to me.
Joker says it destroys your energy.
Yeah, that too.
Stone Cold had a comp like that on Broken Skull Ranch, which I've seen.
I have no idea what that
is. Broken Skull Ranch is pretty sweet.
It is sweet.
It's a reality show?
I like it.
Competition show. But it was like almost like a full season, one episode.
It was like mini episodes where there were like four competitors came out and they dwindled them down each round until two people competed in a final.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like whoever did the best in the final, you stay on as the champion, and everybody that competes after that is trying to beat your time.
Right.
And then at the like on the last
end of the season,
then
whoever had the best time from all of the finals
wins
is
like
the big winner.
Is the
big winner. Yeah.
Joker, it was a good show.
Yeah. Joker's in the chat room talking about like, oh, it completely depletes your energy and it's all this stuff. I'm not saying it's ineffective. I'm saying it looks shitty on TV and it doesn't
translate well.
This is a TV show first and foremost, right? It should be like entertaining to watch, and here we have two competitions that they could have made entertaining to watch. They chose not to. They were sort of shitty looking, but it is what it is.
You gotta get up, you gotta belly flop into the ice water.
Did you want him to
no jump? You have to
I think they should have done? I think they should have lit that grate that was on top of the freezing water on fire.
Oh yeah, we need more shit lit on fire. For sure.
We have not. We haven't recorded All Stars 2 yet.
No. Wait,
we'll get to it. Jesus.
I think they should light it on fire. The whole puzzle should have been on fire. Fucking light these competitors on fire. I don't know.
That would have been more of a spectacle that, like, at the buzzer, their suits just light the fuck on fire and they got to run and dive into the water to put themselves out and then get back on there. Yes, that would have been a bigger improvement.
Yes, totally safe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a flamethrower from the side? That'd be sweet.
Sweet.
TJ, are you listening? Because I know you're the decision maker here.
Mm-hmm. So Big T, initial reactions, Big T is pumped for the puzzle. Emmy is nervous because she's not good at puzzles, but she wants to make her grandma proud.
Yep. We've mentioned this a lot. Who cares?
Yes. Listen, no, her grandma passed shortly before she came. So it makes sense. Okay. I think the big takeaways are that CT is like vocally helping Emmy, and Big T, this kind of hurts Big T's feelings a little bit because she thought her and CT had gotten kind of close. She said, I understand.
What gave her that idea this season?
Well, she said, I understand that, you know, he's been working with her and is going to help her, but maybe throw a like, good job, Big T, my way. Or something like that. And I totally agree with Big T on this, but it's just not CT's way. He gets super hyper-focused and competitive and, you know, like he really just didn't even think of it. It's not like he intentionally was not rooting for Big T because he doesn't like her, but he just did not think in that moment. It's let me think about this game and what's best for me in this game, which is keeping Emmy here.
Are you calling CT stupid?
No, I'm just saying that CT doesn't.
I'm okay if that's
think
what you're
about doing. Think about all the little minutiae of like what cheering or coaching Emmy means. It doesn't, you know, like he doesn't realize that it in Big T's mind it means that he's kind of not a good friend to Big T.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't realize that.
Motherfucker.
Emmy, at one point Emmy looks really lost and Big T looks really focused. I think that Big T might pull this out. Oh my God. Then we get one of these. Like, I literally think that MTV should just, like, if Nelson ever retires from the challenge, can we just hire him to do the voiceover to explain to us in his own words? In his own words, too. I want him always in his own words. The challenge or elimination or whatever it is, because we get one of Nelson's descriptions of this elimination that's just ridiculous. Ends in him saying that you end up a Nelsicle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, dumb. They're just stupid and it's just ridiculous. And it's just, I don't know. It is comical to me. I think really
this
is enjoy
a throwback.
It.
Do you guys remember that one? We did it on this podcast. I can't remember what season it was even, but where Nelson had to dive into an ice bath like this. Mm-hmm. And that's when Nelsicle was coined, but only in that one episode and only in that one
season.
He's
bringing it back.
It does not carry forth
Bring
over
it back.
The whole
Nelson's bringing it back.
Series. I'm sorry, Nelson. It didn't make that much of an impression.
Yeah. So yeah, CT, at one point he is yelling pretty intensely, and Big T ends up having to start over. And in that period of time, Emmy kind of figures something out and she ends up putting the pieces in place and she wins.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. 4 wins in a season. Very few people have done this. I should have gotten the list of people that have won 4 in a season. It is very few. Emmy stands in good company with very few people that have been able to do this.
Strong, strong showing for Emmy this season. Completely. I think that Nelson says that she is no doubt the rookie of the year. We've said that before this episode, and this is just another thing to put on her report card. Mm-hmm. So this season's looking real strong for Emmy.
Yeah.
If she at this point, if she doesn't make it to the final, and get first or second, I would be really surprised at this point. I feel like she's kind of on that trajectory, and I think once you get that kind of momentum, it's hard to knock somebody down. So I don't know if there's much you could throw at her that she wouldn't come through right now. So I'm excited.
We should point out Tim ruined this one for us
a couple weeks ago. Guys, I'm so sorry.
A couple weeks ago when we thought Big T was leaving, Tim's like, but I was spoiled and heard that Emmy beat her and sent her home. I'm glad that's not true. And then TJ's like, oh, Big T, come back in. You're not going to go home. And he's like, God damn it.
Not only was I spoiled, I inadvertently spoiled you guys. Yeah, I told you guys the story. I'll tell it on the air because I don't really care. My typical thing, podcast with you guys, Wednesday nights, I get home, smoke a little. And then read the Reddit about what happened on the episode.
What everybody's talking about.
There's always a spoiled thread and an unspoiled thread. In this particular instance, I was way too stoned to figure out which is which. And I read the spoiled thread and I read a lot of it
deep
before I realized what the fuck I was reading.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't remember any of it except that one.
There you go.
I'm back to being unspoiled.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens from here on out.
Good. Well, we get Emmy's "The challenge is my best friend" rant.
Crying. This is for grandma.
Grandmother.
Uncle ZT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Emmy more than at first, but not much more. She is still a dramatically crazy, insane person, and I could not hang out with her. She drives me nuts. But I'm happy for her for this win.
Sure.
Yeah. Big T says she's going to go back home and work on herself and come back stronger and hopefully in the shape she wants to be in.
But she's lying because she's done with the challenge now, she says.
Is she? Oh, okay.
Well, that was going to be the big thing we were talking about.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Finish to the end and then we'll get into it.
Sorry.
Emmy. TJ says, Emmy, congrats, you're the 4-time champ, killing the competition. TJ asks her what she wants to do. Of course, she wants to go back to Team Sapphire.
With Uncle CT.
Yeah, CT welcomes her back with open arms. At this point, did you notice how when they were hugging that Kyle wouldn't put his arm around CT? It was the weirdest. They were doing this group hug, but he was kind of, his arm that was by CT was kind of down. It was the weirdest thing.
Oh, kind of uncomfortable.
It was kind of weird. Yeah. It was kind of weird. Really, CT and Emmy could stand for the next one to be a men's one, Kyle to go in, Kyle to lose, no one come back to their team, and it'd just be CT and Emmy. I think they'd both be happy that way.
They probably would.
So, I mean, they don't need a whole army of people. They're okay with it just being the two of them.
Let's
see. Nani. Oh, Nani says that she hopes that that was the last women's elimination before the final. Amanda speculates that the same thing about it. So they're kind of thinking that maybe they only have one more men's elimination and then it'll be the final. So we'll see.
Well, seeing how many episodes are left, I would say that's a pretty good.
Is that it? There's two weeks left and then the reunion?
That I have no idea. There's three episodes left.
Okay. So that makes sense, though. Two. Mm-hmm. Men's elimination, final, reunion. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm relieved, guys. This season, I've enjoyed this season. I really have. I've enjoyed it much more than Double Agents and, you know, whatever. I've enjoyed the season. But, man, these episodes, they're long and there's a lot of them. And by the end, it's like you're trudging through, man.
You got it.
So two things to talk about. One, I forgot to talk about the top of the show. Did anybody else notice when they were doing the previously on that they combined Kyle's reasoning for going to Sapphire from the last time he went and this time?
Noticed that. My grandpa said, if you ever get a chance. Yep.
So they, because, you know.
Oh, they spliced what he said from the last one and spliced in what they said from this past episode?
Yeah, it made it sound like he said both of them last episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, weird.
I noticed that. It was weird.
And I was like, why would you do that? We know that's not true.
I think it was a clever, funny thing, and some TV just put it in again. But it was a little distracting for me.
The other big thing, Big T has commented on social media that last episode was her last episode of the challenge.
Yeah.
She, but it's a good thing she got into the cooking school she wanted to get into.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So, other things. I respect this a lot. She sort of realizes that the challenge is not her show. It's not her thing. I think she's a little embarrassed about how they treat her. She's embarrassed about her performance. And so she's just kind of walking away. And I think it's great.
Listen, who wants to take that?
Respect
kind of-
and love to Big T.
You know, kind of a abuse that basically they all give her, treating her like she's just a joke of a competitor. And I think she is not a joke. I think that is terrible that they treat her that way. She might not be athletic, but that doesn't mean you can't be good at these things. Like, we have seen a lot of non-athletic people compete a lot better than the real, real, real athletic people like Olympic athletes and such.
Yeah.
So.
No, but Big T is sort of a joke in this game. She's not a very good competitor, and I'm totally fine with her just like walking away.
Yeah, I mean, I'll miss her personality.
Tim just wants the Big T name,
and I want that nickname back. Yeah. I want that back. Sorry, Big T.
Listen,
you
didn't
start
it.
You gotta go.
You're stealing it from her. Once she came, you were like, "I want it."
Yep. When she was kicked off, I was like, "That's mine now." And then she kept coming back, and I felt weird. And
son of a bitch.
If she's done forever, I'm taking it.
Taking it back. Yep. All right.
So maybe we'll see her on All Stars like in 5 or 6 years or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm always happy to see her, but I'm really happy she found like her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
for
she's
sure.
going to do that instead of
right.
Same.
Wasting her time with a bunch of drunken idiots and whatever foreign country they go to.
Same.
It's not a waste of time. Just getting paid. Let's be real, friends. It's not a waste of time.
True, but she's not doing something she's passionate about.
Correct.
Unless it's Logan.
She was having fun. Yeah, trust me. She did a couple things she was passionate about this season.
Hey, Tim, we got any reviews?
Yeah, we do. Gonge 420 says fantabulous. Oh, I love I wonder what he's into. I love y'all's rambling. So there you go.
There you are.
Hearing about a person's lives. Go fuck yourself, that one reviewer that didn't like to.
Yeah.
And I like to hear things that I didn't catch when I watched. Thanks for doing the show.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Kajage says, Amanda.
Hello.
Amanda.
You suck.
Yeah, wait for it.
Harsh review.
Tim's doing this for me. I knew it. Yep. I was like, oh, Lord have mercy.
Building you up, but I'm about to tear you down. Wrong. Amanda is the best part of the show. Keep on laughing, girl.
Oh, thanks, lady.
I added the girl.
Yeah, let the haters be your motivators.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that phrase.
That's from a Jonah Hill movie.
Subtle Reference says, the app was busted. I would have written this sooner, but the app wouldn't let me. I've been a big fan of your podcast for years now. I love that you're all willing to go on a tangent about your lives and have fun with it. Also, Amanda's laugh is terribly and annoying. And no. Amanda's laugh is great and adds a signature flair to the podcast. There you go.
Damn straight.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. Every time we get a rash of bad reviews, I tell you guys.
Yes, and you come through for us. Thanks for warming my heart.
Leave your own reviews, and almost always people answer and leave their own reviews. So thank you, everybody.
So nice.
We love all of you.
All but one. and the patrons.
You should head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group. Like we said at the top of the show, if you're new, welcome. Hopefully you enjoy the episode. You can also join our Patreon. Tim, what do people get when they join our Patreon?
All right. $1 a month, exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows, years and years worth of content. If you like hearing us ramble about all sorts of shit, that's how you do it. $5 a month, you get video access. So we've got we've got this fancy studio. We've got fancy cameras. We've got a switcher. Look at me switching. It's pretty cool. You can watch us live as Joey and Katie have done tonight. Katie's been replying to the Patreon post, so nobody else can see it.
She's like, your audio statically.
Yeah, Katie did say that the audio is static, but thank you for listening, Katie. And for $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Antonio, Nicole, Lucia, Mendy, Ari, Jacqueline, Isabella, Joker, Catherine, Ellen, David, Cab, Andrea, Julie, Taylor, Misty, Katie, Cassandra, Brian, Jamie, Anais, Belle, Abby, Xavier, Janelle, Kyla, Ethan, Cass, Shakar, Leanne, Christopher, Carlin, Sarah, Alphonse, Heidi, Allie, Christian, Edward, Angela, Daz, Danielle, Seth, Andrew, Jen, Shelby, Roldan, Ryan, Madeline, Laura, Patty, George, Carolyn, Alvin, Luke, LJ, Amanda, Tara, Janelle, Lily, Scott, and Greg.
Woo, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. I love how Tim somehow makes everybody's name one syllable. That's how good you are. Like, you say it so fast that it's literally everybody's name.
Picked a one syllable name.
Yeah, right? I know. But it is. Like, you make any, like, long name one syllable. You can say it so that it's like, bloop, bloop, bloop. And I'm like, no.
I'm going to remind you of that next time you say, oh, Tim doesn't even contribute much to the show except naming people.
Because she tells you that all the time.
I never
Constantly.
Stop
just
it.
Just a barrage of harassment.
It's terrible. I have never said this. You're so crazy.
All right.
So I guess that's it for this episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes.
Per usual for challenge, this is Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as Emmy said, for my grandma in Romania.
The challenge.